old damn bitch in the toilet. I spoke to Mom. She told me everything. Tawthily too. Wathily Wooeth, right? She said you were bitching her, moaning, pissing blood. I had some ish on my conscience. No. Don't say that. Call her up now and Wolf with the illy garnet. Bitch, brand paw, and the pissy prowl, and lying like a hilly tilly tilly darn
it. I spoke to Mommy about it.
Tell her that you lied about me. She then said that I'm telling you Dime Bank called
no,
me.
She said she's chemical. Gonna look into it. It's okay. They obviously saw it in the paper.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. She was
Thank
lying.
Thank you for letting me know.
I didn't say anything.
But you see, they called you. They had the name. They must have saw my name and even...
Didn't have to do that.
I
told you not to ever do that again. I'm at the airport. I can't yell.
Oh, sorry.
Talk normal. Don't.
Okay, love.
Talk regular, please, Alex. Well, they didn't have to change my name and say it. I mean, they
Good.
Didn't have to do that.
I love you too, dearest.
No, well,
what,
not
dear?
Lost. No.
No.
No. It's
a no. No.
Mommy will take care of it.
Good.
I
love you too.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for letting me know.
Good.
Anytime you get a call pertaining to my particular side, then you let me know.
Yeah, I called Jack to let him tell him.
You told Jack?
I had to let
what
him.
Did you tell Jack?
In case he had to drive you to the bank, I got him ready.
What?
I needed Dilly to get the sissy ride ready. Illy. Jelly.
Two,
Jelly.
Mommy will take care of it.
Good.
Jack has nothing to do. And you know something?
I wanted to give him the money.
You better stop calling Jack.
Esther?
He doesn't want to be bothered with you.
Esther and
or
B.
Me.
B.
Don't bother. I don't give him the service I used to give him.
I know. E.B. Worcester. Do you talk to Jack anymore?
Will you quit it?
All right, baby.
Where do you get off talking to Jack about personal things? Mind your business now. Don't do that. Stop calling Jack. He doesn't get business from me anymore because I don't go anywhere.
What, dear?
You understand that?
Yeah.
Alex?
I know.
You're not to bother Jack.
Okay.
He's not a brother or a cousin or a relative.
Really?
Why are you bothering him?
Oh,
he
God.
He you with a pain in the neck.
Oh, God.
What the
oh,
hell's
God.
You?
I love my mommy. Yeah.
And he's too polite to tell you?
He told me.
Quit it.
So did Corrine.
Why did you call him about it?
Because Corrine couldn't pick up. I don't have sense.
What do you do that for?
I'm bad, bunny. I love you.
Don't let the world know your business.
I know.
Will you not to do that again?
Okay, my love.
Okay, please.
I love
don't
you
do
too.
That.
I want
He's
to see
not
you
interested.
Soon.
He wouldn't
no.
be locked in except
good.
Would love Molly and I.
Does he like you?
Anymore, and that's it.
He still
he
like
knows.
You? Oh
and
my God! Did you
him.
Give him a hug on your last day?
What are you
day?
Doing that for? Please.
Did
you, stop it, Alex.
Do you miss Jack?
You know where the pest is.
Do you
don't
miss him?
Him?
You miss Jack?
Why are you bothering Jack?
Did you see the Oscars, my love?
The Academy. Well, you don't pick anybody up.
Why? Good. I love you.
I
love you too.
Please, Alex.
All right.
Think before you do something.
Yeah. All right.
Mind your own business and don't butt into mine. Okay?
Okay. I love you.
Please don't butt in.
All right.
It has nothing to do with you.
No.
And you're not to bother him.
I love you, Bubby, too. All right. I miss you so much. Damn, homie. I want to see you, Shawty.
Just mind your own business.
All right, my
just
love.
Just about handle your own business.
I can't.
Don't go
I need help.
Handling problems of other
people. I wanted to do good. And then they socked me in the jaw. Hit me in the mouth.
Well,
because David said it would be fine.
Well, don't bother with bums.
Yeah.
If you bother with bums, you're going to be a bum.
No.
You're not to bother with it.
Oh, my God. All right, Bob. No. No. No.
Stop talking so much and feel your own.
Okay.
Mind your own business. Don't involve anybody. And that's it. Don't tell the history.
My brother has a girlfriend. I don't know if she needs a ride home. Allison got engaged.
Who got engaged?
My brother. The new one.
Debbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good luck.
Thanks, babe. I love you.
10-year-old.
Oh.
You could be arrested.
Oh, my Lord. Nerdy, nerdy day. I
Alex,
love you.
Alex,
what
don't go telling people a 10-year-old, please.
Okay.
You could get in trouble with a 10-year-old. That's like attacking a little girl.
I like you.
What's wrong with you?
I love
Mind
you.
Your business and don't bother with anybody. No, no girl and no nothing.
No.
Okay?
All right. But
it's not for you.
No. I love you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Where are you?
I'm trying to take a nap.
Good. Where are you sleeping, darling? You're so
Please.
Beautiful.
Good night. Good afternoon. Let me take a nap.
I just woke up.
Oh, well, I gotta go take a nap. Goodbye.
What's for
Bye-bye,
dinner?
Darling.
What's for dinner? Must be so bored. The airport. Answer me on three-way.
doing?
Well.
So what is she talking about?
No, she was confused. I told you that she didn't. She just started saying things when I called about Dime Bank. And
she told me that you told her that they called you.
No. I think she mentioned something like that to me, but I kept saying no, and then she hung up.
I don't know. Yeah. She's very confused.
I know, and sometimes I did lie to her about other things that... Not lie, but I would joke, and then she believes other things, and then things
well,
that I never...
Well, don't joke around like that.
Yeah, I haven't in a while, but some of the jokes seem to stick. But, yeah.
So how are you otherwise?
Well...
Okay.
Yeah. The computer's coming tomorrow, but...
Oh, good.
I'm happy I get to see you your birthday week either way, since...
Yeah.
Friday or Saturday, I guess. We'll talk.
Not sure.
We'll talk. We'll talk.
Yeah.
When's your flight today? I thought it wasn't until late at night.
You know what? We made a mistake.
What happened?
That was the next trip I'm taking. This one, I should be home like around 8:30. 8 o'clock, about 8:30.
Oh, I thought you, like, showed up to the airport, like, 5 hours early.
Well, we did, because we had to drive here, so I am at the airport, actually.
Well, what time's the flight? 4 o'clock?
Like, later. Like, more like
5?
5, yeah.
Oh, so you're just getting dinner and hanging out there?
No, just waiting. Just waiting around. So,
what are you going to do for 3 hours?
Make calls and... Answer email, answer phone call, was, you know, text.
How's the airport there? Is it small?
Not bad. Is there a problem at home with the weather?
Sunny today, but weird, windy, and foggy advisories the last 2 days with rain and fog and some serious wind last night, but nothing like storm or anything. Why?
There was on Facebook, someone said the JFK was closed, and that's where we're flying into. And I said, I didn't hear that. And they're not saying it here, but it was weird. I saw it like on Facebook. I don't know.
That's always good. Like, yeah. Like an attack or something. Like, why would someone say that?
I know. All right, well, I'll see Nani tomorrow, and then I have to finish cleaning out her apartment. So,
oh my god, when are you doing the apartment? Do you need help with that?
I'll let you know. Do you need any kitchen? You need any kitchen supplies?
No, I have a ton from my Harrison. He got me such nice things, but...
Okay.
How was your trip? Nani said it was cold.
It was freezing in the beginning, and then it got warmer.
Is it near Edisto, or it was just like a golf resort?
No, it wasn't near Edisto at all.
Not Is it the
really.
Same state?
No. We were in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So we were golfing, and then we went on a hike yesterday in Asheville. So it was, and now we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've only been in North Carolina.
Was Asheville, like, very, like, Republican white? I think I heard something like that. It's like a big, like, Ku Klux Klan spot. But
it's kind of like Brooklyn. I met
really?
A hotel who works there, who was a teacher living in Brooklyn. He's like 36, and he decided to move down there.
Because it was so expensive here.
It's less expensive, yeah. And he's from Long Island. He's from, like, where did he say he was? Belmore? Where did he say he was from?
That's where Amanda was from, Belmore.
Was it Massapequa or Belmore? That guy at the hotel.
Isn't Joe from Belmore?
Where did he say he was from? Was it Belmore?
Isn't Joe from Belmore?
Seaford. He was from Seaford.
Oh, Seaford. Oyster Bay?
Seaford is on the South Shore.
Why do people say Seaford, Oyster Bay? Is that a thing?
Because is that the town of Oyster Bay? Yeah, because it's the town of Oyster
Bay. I thought Oyster Bay was north.
It is, but the township is, like, encompasses north and south.
Interesting.
I know it's a little confusing.
Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have a.
You sound out of breath. Oh, you're just quiet because it's a polite Southern.
Yeah, because there's people all around. So.
God, so you have to be Southern and polite.
Yeah.
It was a weird talking different for a week.
Is it what?
Was the place nice?
The place was really nice, yeah.
Was it the Trump property? Are you going to go on that exercise trip again? The Gleb? Pritkin? Pritkin?
No, I don't know. I looked into it. It looked like a bus.
It's like $7,000
or
something.
I don't even know what they do for you.
It's bullshit. It's kind of like a Tony Robbins life coach with like a diet hinge on
true,
it.
True. Looking for quick answers.
Well, not quick. I think you're supposed to live like the protocol they give, so it's more cult-like. Like afterwards,
right.
Like he was just eating cauliflower in his office, like snickering with like big plastic bags of cauliflower for like years after.
Right, that kind of stuff.
All right.
Well, I'll let you both know when I land.
Yeah.
All right. And,
Nani.
And just, you know, I'll ignore what Nani said, I guess. Because she was going on and on and on about, I don't know what, like the safe deposit box. I didn't know what she was talking about.
She said she has notes and bills or notes and checks and treasury bill, bonds and bills, she said.
She doesn't have any of that anymore. That was all cashed in.
When you moved in 2012, right? When they moved in 2012, right? Or when Poppy died?
They don't have anything like that left.
Oh, because I remember you did up their bank for them. Yeah.
They weren't worth much, really.
She's acting like it's like tens of thousands of dollars.
No.
Weird. But I didn't say anything.
All right, well, I'm glad you settled that. All right, listen, everybody is masked now, so I'm going to hang up because I have to cover my mouth.
Isn't your flight not for 3 hours?
Well, yeah, I got to.
Why are people's masks? Oh, I guess because it's an airport, but that's so not North Carolina.
That's it.
There probably wasn't a single mask the whole trip.
But, I mean, I was sitting in a corner, and I took it down a little bit, but now there are people coming closer, so I don't want to talk. Okay?
Is the airport nice?
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
All right.
So, I'll talk to you again, all right?
Okay. All right. Have a safe flight.
Love you, hon. All right.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. I love you, Bubby. I spoke to Mom. You speak to Julia? I spoke to Mom. Amy.
Yeah.
And she said you're a big fat liar, a phony. She said you lied about everything at Chemical Lloyd Bang Dime. See? She said it doesn't exist. You weren't telling the truth, and you no longer have bills and bonds and baskets and bulls, and that it was all fraud.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I spoke to Mum. She illuminated the heresy. Heresy and Liberace.
Okay.
So what do you have to say for yourself?
Alex.
What, dear?
Take care of it.
What do you have to say for yourself? You're a liar.
God damn it, what do you mean a liar? Don't you call me a liar. I'm not going to take care of it. She is. It's her. I can't go to the bank.
Why, Bob?
Oh, anyway, I can't. Well, God damn it, Alex. Don't bother get me bothered with anything, please. Mommy knows what to do.
I love you too.
Right? I just told her that's good. You have to take care of it, okay?
I just love you.
Yeah, I know. You love me and you bother me and you're making me get nervous and
Why?
And you're making me not sleep.
Why? Talk to Paul. I heard that people in nursing homes live on average only 6 months.
I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
I hope so.
If I go in a month, I'll be out of here in a month.
Good.
Because I don't know, Lord. Please, Alex, don't bother me so much. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
Okay, fine. Thank you. What is it?
I want you to talk to my friend Sherrod.
What are you talking about?
I miss you, goddammit. You're Sherrod, you are. You're beautiful to me.
Yeah, okay. I gotta hang up. Goodbye.
No!
I don't feel good. God damn it. You know what? I don't want no one to call me no more. I can't take this. I'm tired. I want to rest.
Go.
You're not making me rest. Please.
Go. Yo, bro. Hey.
Up, bro?
Happy birthday, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Awesome. sorry that you lost your account and bank and shit to that box wagon. Was that a joke? Or, cause like,
no, dude, that was literally on my phone this morning when I woke up.
That's funny. I thought it was almost like something like crazy shit was happening because... I was just trying to do, like, a few things also, like, I guess just, like, make money online or some stupid shit, and then I even had, like, an idea, like, even this week, culminating until this morning, even before you texted me, I was trying to make an account with, like, hot-ass celebrities, like, Angelina Jolie and shit, like, that are, like, almost naked with tits and, like, filtered, like, artfully, and, like, follow random people and see if I can get mad views and, like, get an account for ads or promotion or something. And I got blocked and banned, like, instantly on that. And, like, they just thought I was some fucking Kiev, Russia fucking wanker. Scam. Like, every dude, single of the others.
They're stealing our Instagrams to get more funds.
I put, like, Jennifer Aniston's, like, tit hot ass body, butt naked, like, as a biopic, and within like following 40 people, I already got like entirely deleted. And then it's happening to you. I'm like, oh my god, like, is everyone fucking a Russian bot hack at this point? Like, it was just like fucking ridiculous. I can't
believe it. Dude, it's so funny because I didn't even have. I got a new phone after my recent like vacation because I fucked up my phone.
Word.
So I never downloaded the Instagram app, so like I haven't even.
Oh, you never even had IG? Like, but wait. How do you know they were an IG hacker, though?
Yeah, because they sent me an email this morning saying that your account has a suspicious login.
Wow.
And I saw his fucking Ukraine. I'm like, wait, what?
Yo, some fucker goes on there. But yo, I saw Russian hackers had all 50 states voting ballots. They were inside of them, and as well as our water and electricity pipelines, and they like emailed it to like the Pentagon like secretaries saying like, this is what we have. They didn't do anything apparently, but literally in every single election of the states and water shit, like, just you're done. One button, you're dead. Literally our government, and like no one talks about that. I just hear the, like, lurker talk shows late night.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Shit, bro. How's CVS?
Oh,
with that posting of that lesbian hot bi chick who left, who would probably fuck some Will Smith or something.
Oh yeah.
You miss her?
Yeah, dude, I miss her so much.
Damn. No one chill like that would come.
What's it called? I'm actually at home in Long Island right now. I used up my vacation. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave in a few months anyways.
I guess it's like kind of a foot in the door that people kind of get that experience and then dip the fuck out.
I've been here for about a year and a half now. So
oh, wow. Yeah, that's sizable.
I know how to be a pharmacist now. Like, you don't need to teach me how to actually
Word. Do the job. Yeah, crucial entry-level XP.
Hopefully people will be more open to at least taking my resume seriously, you know?
Now you can move on to, like, second prestige.
Yeah.
Shit, but you're still in Jersey and everything? You're in that nice-ass commute, Jersey City. It's so close to New York, yet so far.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, it's actually really close.
Before I get to my apartment, but we've got 20 minutes to get to work, so it's not too bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, how's the LI? I actually haven't been to Long Island in quite a while. Well, I was for Christmas for like a day, but...
It's pretty quiet. I mean, like randomly I've seen people that we went to school with, but I forgot
about Rocky T. name. John?
No, I haven't seen him in forever, but like a lot of other people I see all the time.
I was just thinking of that Caroline Nichols night, that horrible encounter, a day ago. Yeah, like I don't even talk to Tri anymore, but that shit was insane. Like, we were so in the wrong and trespassing, and like, could have easily been bagged. And Nichols' mom was being as kind as humanly possible. It was like the most civil of like high school fucked up exchanges, and then Tri was like trying to fight like Rocky T. John and like fight Caroline's mom. Like, what a fucking goomba ass supremacist gook fucking dick.
Was there one girl who was giving you both head? That's amazing.
There were three girls, but only two kids were getting sucked by only one of the three, and they just... It was that girl, Laura Natale. She sat behind me in AP Psych, and Tri would, like, hit her up and fucked her in between two semi-tanker trucks, like, behind an H-Mart parking lot on, like, a concrete turf, and their backs were, like, bleeding. She was just down for wherever, when. It was just two carry chicks, just, like, not down for the ride, obviously. Could you blame them?
Did they go to Harris or
no? No, Frank Carey in Square. But it was quite the sight. Very scary. Now having empathy, what like my mom would think going through that, fucking mortifying. Like the fact we didn't get locked up that night. Such benefits, like our air and so many characters, like in our school and things, like nothing bad ever happened. And then like other schools like in America, there's just like I mean we had Shaw. But there's, like a multi-person shooting, like, every day in, like, either schools or, like, department stores across America. And the literally worst we had was, like, Shaw writing on Facebook. He would, like, smear Frazone and Huluka's brains across, like, the fucking public bathroom stall. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's not wild.
Is that how it went down?
What?
Is that how it went down, like?
Yeah, it was a Facebook post, and it was and Frazone and Huluka were like the major proponents to be targeted. But I don't even know if he was serious, but he very well could have been a very angry individual. Now he works in finance, doing like high society banking. For, like,
yes, I guess he has somewhere to funnel all that energy.
That's a good way of looking at it.
A little reckless with like. He would just bully everybody.
Yo, you like, fucking moped, stupid fucking Jukro, right there, ginger crotch bitch.
Her head looks like a dirty
wet mop.
Dude, I'll tell my kid that when he's, like, old enough to, like, make fun of, like, speds and shit like we used to.
Yo, she wasn't even, like, maybe she was, like, a little autistic, but, like, she was just a regular. Like, he would be so brutal to, like, the most sped kid, but, like, I don't know. It was just, like, kind of, like, Nazi in nature.
Oh, yeah. Because she was stuck up and she was very ugly, too.
She was really, like, gross looking and unkempt. And, yo, Jessica showed up on my Facebook, like, 2 days ago. I'm like, no! Like, she doesn't look, like, she lost weight or she put on makeup and did her hair. I guess it was just for one event. She probably doesn't look like that normal. But she looks better than, at this point, I hate to say it, than half the girls I've gotten with. And, like, better than, like, 95% of the ones I'd be willing to get with now. It's so upsetting that, like, weird, like, history turns. But it's cool. Good for her that she's up and doing something.
Dude, we were locked in a bubble, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, 100%. The girls at our school are, like sevens in terms of, like, some of the girls I've seen. I've never really gotten with above, like, 8 and 9.
Well, yeah. Like, there are IG girls now who are hotter than any girls in history. But no, we had a hot grade though. Like, even people from like random circles in Buffalo and Binghamton said to me, yo, I know those girls, like, those are the hottest fucking girls in like your grade of like most schools. But it was only like 5 of them. And like, if you go to any rich area, like, they're probably gonna have like Jewish or Italian girls. And like, some schools have like Indian and Asian girls that look like that. Just not our school, they were Jewish and Italian.
Dude, Jessica Rubin, I'm not her friend on Facebook, so it only shows me her profile picture from 2016, but yeah, no, like, she's not bad.
Yeah, it's weird.
If I went out, like, I'm looking at beach pics right now, like, this isn't bad.
Very bizarre. Are you still with your Hispanic sex slave? Your Peruvian love toy?
She's just mad weird, so I stopped. She's the type to get me into trouble.
A lot of fiery Latinas have been known, but I don't know. I don't even know how one like meets girls anymore. But my brother like randomly finds girls just because he goes out so much, and he took like 100 girls out on dates for like $100 each. So wait, is that only 10,000? It's not even that much, actually. I feel like he spent like, he told me he spent like 30,000 or 50,000 or some shit, because he makes good money at his bank. And like, he may have gotten like 5 fucks after like $30,000 of like dinners or some shit, maybe 10 fucks. But I think they were, like, were from the same chick. And, like, he put in the work, but, like, now he, like, he just pursued so many girls that, like, random bitches just turn up. That, like, girls who either turned him down or he'll get, like, random texts. So, like, he's able to now fuck, like, maybe, like, one girl, like, a few times a month. And then maybe, like, another one every, like, once every month or two. Which isn't terrible, I guess. But, like, he devotes all his time to it.
Yeah, that's not bad when, like, that's what you're, like, up to.
Well, yeah, he took his breakup really hard. And it reminds me of, like, 2 breakups ago with me. Like, 2 breakups ago was, like, the first, like, solid girl I had that I went really ham and tried really hard on the last girl. Which was kind of negative momentum, because obviously if you're putting your all into something, it's an unequal distribution, and then they take advantage, depending on the girl, of course, but you can't go too ham, obviously. Unless that's your thing. Like, sometimes you have to go so ham to score, like, a really hot girl, but not, like, it's not the norm to fuck, like, a really hot bitch. Or even, like, I feel like an 8.5 is, for, like, a lot of people, it's ungettable. Oh, well. You talked to Shadman?
I was actually expelled with him 20 minutes ago.
Oh, I just see him in car with, like, the same, like, 3 goons. It's so funny, 20 minutes ago. Just, like, rocking and, like, bopping. And yeah, that window story is a good one, though. Like, a fire escape when your parents are going to catch you with all the weed you sold. That's a pretty good one, but Is it like since I've, is it like from the past, like drug dealing stories, or like shit with girls? Or does he get into a bunch of fights?
He did something really funny with a girl recently, but I forgot.
I feel like if like it's a wanker, like he's gonna have like some funny girl stories. If he's like kind of a crazy kid, it would be drug related. And if he's just like a tough, chill kid, it would be like chill stories of fights. There's not like much diversity or something when it comes to like people's stories. No, but like they could obviously vary as far as content, just not type. What?
Be a jack of all trades, though.
Like a Gadzi?
I don't have any fighting stories, but I do have a few.
I don't think Gadzi has fight stories, but he definitely has
some. Get in the middle of the mess a few times.
Oh, with like frat kids and shit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, frat kids are just gonna fight by virtue of having Greek letters, but the Greeks are a fighting breed, but no.
True.
No, it's just a bunch of testosterone and raw chemicals, horny ass lurkers, like high school and steroids. But
there's no girls. Like my roommate Carson used to get into fights every time we'd go out to the club, but that's just because he was doing bad steroids.
Was that the white dude?
No, he was the Persian guy. He was massive and he just wouldn't take shit from everybody.
Persians are chill.
He would like get ready like an hour and a half too late and like, miss would already be at the club, right? He'd be like, yo, you guys didn't wait for me. We were like, no, bro, we're not gonna wait an hour and a half for you.
Was he just roasted? Like, he would be smoking with like a girl or like sticked out, like pretending to be in the library?
Yo, I'm gonna come in. So he would like cut the entire line and be like, yo, to the bouncer. He'd be like,
he was trying to, yo, Persians always trying to talk like, their way into bouncers.
Like, what's the table? Like, what's the name under the table? And he's like, yo, honestly, they don't have a table. They're just inside. And the bouncer would be like, he would be so confused because he would be like, does this guy, like, is he retarded? Does he not know he has to wait in line? But then he would just be like, you're gonna let me in.
Were there, like, table services and, like, VIPs and shit in the college bars you had? Is Massachusetts, yeah. Like, that's so different from upstate New York. Like, fucking, just a platform and...
You went to, like, the bars that are in, like, the...
Oh, you went to, like, adult places.
Yeah, yeah. We did, like, college and, like, all those places had college bars near them.
I guess because you guys were like you were a smart medical school and you were like a good frat. That's interesting.
It's just the area we were in. There were
you have to just do it.
Bars around Fenway, like the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Plenty of places to just drink a million beers and like be retarded. But yeah, no, like all the like colored Arab kids and like Egyptian kids, we all would just go to like downtown clubs. And, like, we would know everyone who would go there, so we would just go like table hopping all night, you know.
It was probably, like, older people and shit in those places. Kind of like going to NYU.
Yeah, it wasn't a college. It wasn't very college-friendly, bro. You had to pay, like, $40, $50 just to get in.
Yeah, I guess because if you weren't to do that, then you would be exposed to, like, a lot of, like, trashy Boston locals who are, like, just drunkard, like, Irish guys, like, screaming about the Red Sox.
Yeah, and they're very racist. So.
Yeah, Boston hugely racist, I've heard.
Yeah, so like we never really enjoyed it going to those bars.
I don't think anyone would, but like.
Like I enjoyed it because I would only go and like I'm fairly light skinned, so like, I pass Hispanic, not Indian, so like no one really bothers me when I walk in with the whole frat.
That's crazy. Like, and you were.
But if I walk in with like eight Indian kids, it's like nah, I'm getting grouped in with a bunch of Indians, and everyone's just gonna be racist and overcharge us and everything.
That's fucked up, but. Was your location, like, close to where the Boston bomber thing happened, or?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Perry Stein, like, runs marathons and shit. I think, like, he was running it, or was, like, going to, and, yeah, because he went to BCU, so.
One of my boys and my friend used to pick up half pounds from the Boston bomber, the younger brother.
No way.
Yeah, he used to pick up fire, bud.
Oh my god! Your friend is complicit in funding domestic terrorism?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, shit! Yeah, that's a story. You do have really good stories.
Yeah. The only problem is I never wrote anything down, so, like, I have to...
Yeah, that's a top story, though. If you have, like, five tops, you can work your way down.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Though, I picked up without knowing, you know, so, like, that makes me a part of it, too, in a way.
It was your money?
No. Like, we would all, like, he was just a frat dealer.
Oh, you just supplied to everyone? And, wait, so, yeah. You knew the Boston Bar?
No, none of us did. Or, he just told us, like, a few years later, he was like, yo, like, I was picking up from that kid.
Oh, okay. Oh, because just he was doing it, and you were getting it from him, so... Eh, it's been through too many hands.
Yeah.
That's cool, bro. Shit.
Not really, but... In a way...
No, it's interesting.
I don't know, I saw one of the police chases when I was there, actually, bro. Like, when the guy killed the security guard and stole the police
well,
car.
You had a few stories, like, aside from even that. Like, you knew a kid who was, like, there, I think, over the summer, who got shot or shot someone and then got shot. Or didn't have a loaded gun. He had a gun that wasn't loaded.
I know people who've been involved in guns and shit, but, like, the kid that I know got stabbed a few times in a coke deal gone wrong.
Yeah. And that was in the paper, right? I think you sent me the article.
Yeah.
Sad.
One of them stabbed and then the other one got
stabbed. Yeah, like, no, just a short, like, violence or danger, like... I'd hang with kids in college who didn't have housing in the off campus, and they would go to like a private community. And then, like, if I didn't get pussy, I'm walking home either alone or with a girl who's probably, in those days, probably going to be a little larger than me, maybe bulkier, maybe she could defend me. But, like, I would be walking home in such shitty ass fucking conditions. Like, not only is it like cold and ghetto, but like it's so like just badly lit. And, like, no roads aside from, like, one main kind of direct connection that if, like, the hood kids are just walking in your direction. Like, I didn't realize at the time how much, like, serious threat of, like, being alone in those places. And, like, those gunshots that I heard every night could have, like, very easily been me. And when I was there for my last summer, I was only there when I was off campus in the summer. And it would be, like, eight, like, ninth grade black kids, like, our age when we're just, like, mocking Solomon and Peanut and Rajat and Pinter. But, it'll be, like, ninth grade, like, black, like, hood kids, but, like, they didn't seem, like, that dangerous, but they would, like, play dominoes on my stoop, and I was there alone. I think, like, there was a kid staying, a boy in my house with me. But, like, he would be out during the days because he had, like, a real job and I was pretending to study for a test. And, like, these kids would be trying to, like, break in and just, like, they would play every day. And I would never tell them, obviously, to leave my stoop. But they would, like, ring on the hangar, and I'm just there in the summer alone and trying to, like, rip their way in. So I just opened the door and it's, like, all these kids. And I didn't realize, like, now being in, like, deeper parts of the city here... how, like, vulnerable I was that I'm all, yo, can you guys not do that? Can you, like, chill the fuck out and just, like, stop? And they just, like, gave me a look. I felt like they were waiting for me to say I'm calling the police, and they were kind of nervous. But, like, it was, like 7 or 9 of them, and they were all, like, fucking 16. That they could have just fucking tied me up and... taking my entire house is like multi big screen TVs and like computers. No, like shit like that happened. And it happened to some people. I don't think people got specifically tied up, but like there were like break-ins, whether or not. And like people would like wake up on our couches even and like not want to leave. And they weren't invited to the party. They just walked in the middle of the night. Because we were on the corner street where it's like the most contact with the block. That, shit's crazy. Like, we're, if you make it out, and a girl that had I wanted to have a threesome with me and try, but we just paid her, when he visited me to serve us lobster and pour champagne, and she wore, like, a madam's dress, and then she, like, blew try after, because she already denied a threesome with me and another kid, and then she ended up fucking getting strangled to death by some, to death by a kid from, like, El Salvador, a Will Rodriguez affiliate, who fucking, like, escaped, and then they extradited him. This girl got strangled to death who blew a tri that was like running through like one of my circles.
Wait, what was her name? In college or?
College, yeah. She got like she was a year younger, and like the year after we graduated, she got strangled to death. Her name was Haley Anderson, and sad Long Island girl, and she kind of hung out in some trashy circles, hence why she still fucked with me and the people I knew. Like, try what? Yeah.
Crazy.
No, so sad. Like, she was fucking two guys in this kid's frat, at least like him and one, at least one other kid. And I think she broke up with this like Spanish kid for like the third time, and he's just like, no means no. And I think he fucking like choked her out while she was asleep. Like, insane. So sad. And like, that's the parents funny. Like, were just so beside themselves, but they wanted justice, but they didn't want to like pull this kid to the like edge of the earth. They didn't like, they just wanted like her back, and but the police ended up like being able to get him back, which is like pretty rare. So
it's very rare. Yeah.
Why? Did you see that article I sent? You probably didn't have time since you're on Long Island, but I think I've been doing the whole fucking thing wrong. But
which one? Let me see.
My last girlfriend, I think, cheated on me with her gay best friend. She's not the girl referenced in the story, but it's kind of a similar thing. I sent you an article last night. I just thought it was funny that I thought you would, like, if you read it, you would appreciate the irony. But apparently some kids just, like, tell their girlfriends they're gay. Or they tell girls that they know. If they think, like, the girl, like, is interested in them or whatever, they don't even have to be, but the guy will, like, befriend them saying that they're gay, and then they'll just start, like, kissing them and feeling their tits, and then they'll say, hey, you should just blow me, or why don't we have sex, I'm so curious. And then the girl will, like, fall in love with them, and he'll say, nah, I'm gay, chill. You know, she's like, I want you to be my boyfriend. He's like, chill with that. You know, bet, I'm a homo. She's like, have you ever even got with a guy? He's like, nah. But I'm curious, so we should still fuck though on the low. I'm not gonna date you. And she's like, I'm so in love with him. I can't believe this. I don't know what to say. And the person's like, he's duping you. It's a red herring. You don't love him. He's not gay.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't make any logical type of like purported equivalence to any physical omnipotent. Meaning, sense of what we've ever been told, yet seeing as how so many like thirsty ass niggas and hoes, like people don't have luck with girls, and like the gay guys do seem to get chicks, like I could totally see how it's a thing, even though it doesn't add up at all. It's very sad actually, but I think I've been doing it wrong. Yeah, yo, maybe I'll make that trip, or... You ever go in Manhattan, or... Nah, bro. Nah.
Not really, but, nah. Like, sometimes
randomly. Alright, yo, if you're randomly, like, going to be there, and if not, we'll just randomly smoke one day. I'll try to come to you. If you could drive somewhere to me or near me, we'll see if something... I'm down to smoke and drink, or...
How long would it take you to get yourself to, like, the Lincoln Tunnel area?
Like, yeah, that's like an hour and a half. Like, I could do. Yeah, I could.
Well, then I guess when you're like.
Yo, this summer we'll actually do it, even though we've been talking about it for like last summer and beyond. But COVID's like not coming back, so like, people gave that shit up like 2 years ago. Yeah, that shit's terrible. Did you get a booster?
I'm down.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you get boosters. You work in a fucking CVS. Don't they get it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a booster, too. My bro made it. Did anyone in your family get COVID? Or?
Yeah, everyone got it.
Oh, wow. You got it, too?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I guess, like, only fags. Like, me and, like, a couple family members, like, actually didn't get COVID, but... Like, I felt it a little bit with the shots, but it's crazy, bro.
At the end of COVID, it was fucking awful, bro.
How long, how many days you have it?
I was sick for, like, 8 days.
Wow. That's, like, on the higher end. Like, isn't it, like, 2 to, like, 14? Like, the almost the same amount as quarantine. It's, like, how long, like, you're supposed to have it.
Yeah, like, I left work for about 10 days.
It must have been nice to have, like, a little vacation, but, like, not... So your head was on fire for, like, the better part of a week?
Yeah, but, like, the worst of it was my throat, man. Like, the back of my... It felt like I swallowed a bunch of, like, pine cones.
I did hear that you have, like, a dry emptiness in, like, the back of your lungs, almost. Like, when you're, like, so sick and, like, coughing up phlegm all day. But, like, you may not have even been, which is kind of scary.
It's horrible, bro. I had one of my boys in Philly go to a dispensary, and he mailed me, it was THC distillate, so it's...
Oh, like, that must have been nice.
Like, the oil drops.
But that sucks that, like, that's what it takes for you to, like, enjoy that.
I would literally just take, like, 3 drops and pass out for, like, 8 to 10 hours at a time.
I imagine, like, the pain is similar to, you know how, like, after you get past 25, hangovers are, like, so fucking bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine it's like that, but, like, not as much, like, as a headache, but in the lungs and, like, I guess upper respiratory area, like, that level of, like, a really bad hangover pain, where, like, with me, the only fucking thing that, like, will fix that is just, like, eating, sleeping, and obviously water, but just, like, smoking weed all day long. Yeah.
Do you still have... That's the point now where, like, I can't... If I'm gonna drink so much where I get, like, really, really...
No, I don't do that anymore for that reason. I didn't...
Yeah. So bad.
I mean, like, I didn't realize that the metabolism... Obviously, it metabolizes alcohol. I didn't realize that when you're able to, like, get fatter easier when you're past 25 because of a slower metabolism, the same exact thing, if not, like, double, applies to alcohol because it just can't metabolize it, so the pure alcohol just goes in your blood and wreaks havoc on your entire constitution that, you feel, like, some of the worst pain ever with, like, really bad hangover. So I try to not drink like that also.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I feel like my head just gets really cloudy. Like, I can't think straight, you know? Like,
for me it was worse. So, like, I'll wake up at, like, 4:30 or 5 a.m. and I'm just in, like, immense... Like, you're kind of... For me, it was, like, my head, like, slammed against, like, a titanium wall, like, 5 times. Just, like, bad. And then it lasts for, like, 2.5 days.
Yeah. No, dude, I actually haven't drank in, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't drink that much. I just smoke a shitload. What?
Yeah, I just smoke a lot right now. But I went to this wedding, it was in the Dominican Republic, and, like, I just got, like, really fucked up for, like, 5 days.
Oh, you were in the DR? That's insane. A frat bro? Was the girl hot?
Drinking so much that I was having, like, withdrawal symptoms when I came back.
Yeah. So, that's what happens when you're passing. Yeah.
I have to go to the hospital. So, ever since then, I just haven't really touched it again because I don't want to ever get to that point.
The DR must have been, like, that probably ruined the trip, but, like, if you were able to, like, handle your shit and probably plan a little better, that must have been a fun trip.
Yeah, no, like, the trip was fine. It was when I came back home, I was having withdrawals. I was drunk as balls the whole time when I was there.
That's interesting, kind of retrograde. Even smoking didn't take away the withdrawal?
No, because, dude, I was getting blackout drunk for, like, 6 days in a row.
Oh.
Like, my hands were shaking and shit. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when you're like 18, like, you could do that. And...
What's that? I don't know, it kind of like put some sense into me. Because I'm like, dude, like, if I was younger, this wouldn't be happening, but I'm older now, so I can't really get this anymore.
It's terrible. Shit, bro. You just like chilling in your car outside your house because you like got high with Shady?
Yeah.
Yeah, Long Island times. I mean, you appreciate your freedom, even though it's kind of nice being home. Even though being home is like the opposite of freedom.
Literally exactly what we did.
What else is there, too? Are there like a shitload of stores closed from like the post-COVID thing on Long Island? I remember there was like a lot of businesses boarded up, but like I wonder if they opened up since. Does it look like a normal town again?
It's gotten better.
Word. So sad. It's a nice day.
It is a really nice day.
I don't even know the temperature, but it's just like sunny. Did you watch the Oscars?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, no, me too. Me too. Liberals kind of got like it's like imagery of what people who say, they say like words are violence. I'm literally just quoting this guy I watch, Bill Maher, but and he's liberal, but he like liberals will say words are violence, but violence isn't violence when it's like with someone we like. Yeah.
Have you watched any good movies recently?
Good movie? I watch a lot of movies. Good movies is a much stronger word. There's a lot of good TV shows, kind of like IRS soap operas about like Uber and WeWork and that company, Theranos. Also Inventing Anna on Netflix. Movies. I'm sure I have. I just can't think of, I don't know. I feel like they kind of make movies differently now also. Like, they make, like, random shit, like, old Jews would like, or appeal to, like, specific, you know, like, niche demographics.
You watch the Jackass movie?
No, I wanted to see that.
I mean,
do you know if it's available to stream?
It wasn't as pure as the old ones. Yeah, it's available on, like, Paramount Stream.
Word. And Paramount, I think it's free if you, like, does that, like, work on the TV? Because I think I have Paramount even, like, to get on my iPad, but... Yeah, I guess I could just download the Paramount app. Are there commercials?
I don't know. If it's even free, if, like, I can sign up with a credit card and then, like, cancel it, I'll still do that. But I saw the first half when it was, like, available online, just, like, stream on, like, torrent websites. Like, dude, if it's available, then stream on.
I'm gonna make a note. Okay. I'm gonna see that shit. Yeah, of course. Well, they've made so many since then, but even that Bad Grandpa was really funny. I can imagine that, like, it's hard for them to get, like, insane ideas anymore. But I like the Nelk Boys on YouTube.
Also, like, you know, before they used to literally just go out and, like, hope they didn't get arrested.
And then you have, like, Bang Bros, who, like, promise girls, like, large sums of money, and then, like, steal everything from their panties to cell phone and just drive away as the girl's like in a puddle butt naked and they like skid on the tracks and fucking
funny,
spill mud water.
Like, they had to pay them, bro. No way.
Yeah, no, they're obviously actresses and like faking that part, but like the majority of it was just what it was. Like, they weren't just lying about the insults they would, like, say to them while fucking. Like, they still disrespected them a shitload, even if they did throw them, like, $200 each or something. Maybe they made, like, a little more than that, but, like, these guys were pretty disrespectful. And there was just, like, one Guido who was, like, a combination of, like, Pooley and Rodney from Jersey Shore. And then, like, a skinnier, like, white dude who was, like, a taller Will Rodriguez or some shit. And, like, they would always have classic lines. And even now, like, I watch, like, two mandingos, like, big-ass black eyes with, like, a hot little, like, shrimp Spanish Jew girl. And she's, like, so dumb, saying, like, my boyfriend's not gonna like this. And she's, like, filming, and she's like, but he's been an asshole. So we're gonna show him what's up. They're like, bet. Yeah, show your boyfriend what's up. And, like, they would just, like, say, like, random shit. Like, they bend her over and her ass is, like, so nice. They say, oh my god. Wow. just like the most exaggerated, like wild things. And like, I think those are like funnier than like anything like comedies could do now. But, alas.
That's actually hilarious.
It's, yeah, it's a dying art.
He was, the Project X, fucking fat kid. Like, he just basically cast the bank bus.
Was that actual?
Yeah, yeah. Watch it, it's funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah. in Jackass.
Yeah, the kid with the curly hair. The kid
oh,
with-
I love that guy. He's crazy. yo, that's insane, man. I love him. He's crazy.
Crazy.
That's cool. I love those high super scenes. What's up?
I'm really scared, okay.
Yeah, I know. Those high super seniors, it's just like, I didn't know. And she's like, stop, no! And he was just being like really aggressive. Or there's another like, yo, I love that kid, he's crazy. They would just be so high and just giggling. And then when you become a senior, you kind of know what it's like. But it always seemed more carefree to them when you weren't. But we fucked with that girl Priya too much. You probably like still see her some places, but not that dumb bitch, but it was meant. I kind of feel bad for that French teacher losing his pottery, but
yeah, I kind of feel bad looking back now. He never really did anything to us except wear those scarves we didn't like.
Those gay ass play scarves, but and then Evan's phone.
Yeah, that was actually really funny though.
Yeah, it was so chill taking that kid, jacking that kid's shit, and he didn't know until Corona told him. And then he didn't have evidence. Well, we're basically white.
Wait, who told him?
Corona, like, shouted it when, like, you, me, and him would be, like, walking after school. Evan would, like, be talking to you about some, like, random shit. And then Evan's walking away, and Corona just walks by. You stole his phone. He says it so loud that Evan looks back because he was only 5 feet away. It was just a high school hall. We can obviously hear that it's gone.
Did he ask you about it ever or no?
He acted sus. Like, he didn't act happy the next few days. Did someone call you? Man, Sherrod's calls end in silence and hang up. What?
What do you want, Kenny?
I heard you were on the phone before. You lied and said you were sleeping.
I'm sorry. Christine just called.
What did Esther say?
I didn't talk to Esther.
Good.
God damn it, don't call my friends. You, God damn it, you call them to bother them.
I love
don't
your
you
friend.
Dare.
Yeah. I was talking to Sherrod, you are.
Don't call anybody that belongs to my friends.
Good.
They don't want to hear from you.
I love you.
Yes, I love you too.
I love you.
Bye-bye, Alex. I gotta go and get Trent.
Wait!
I gotta go and get ready for the dinner. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye, darling.